Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Thomas Bart, the CEO of CFL FirmFit. Thomas, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I've caught you in Belgium. I wanted to talk to you about two things. One is the news you're releasing today about Domatex Asia China Floors Expo, which was scheduled for March and then was postponed indefinitely, and now you're announcing today you've picked new dates. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
This show indeed has always been the previous years in March, and with the coronavirus, there was a need to postpone the show. We've had quite a few people disappointed that the show was delayed, but of course, there's nothing we could do about it. And I think at the end, most people appreciate that the show is delayed to a period, to a new date, and the dates will be August 31st till September 2nd, exactly after the holidays in Europe. There's a little bit less holidays in the United States, but the time is actually quite ideal because it's just after the holidays and the beginning of, let's say, the second half of the year, when people actually travel most of the time to China anyway.
Yeah.
So I think it's an excellent time for people to combine the trip that they probably would be doing anyway to visit their suppliers in combination with Domotex Asia.
All right. So on the American calendar, just so those that don't have one in front of you, that 31st to the 2nd is the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday prior to the Labor Day weekend. That's when it falls on our calendar, and you're having it there, and it's still in Shanghai, but it's at a different venue. Tell us about that.
Those of the listeners who have been to China know, I mean, the continuous changes in the country. Very interesting is that there is a total new business district in Shanghai. It's called the New Hongqiao, and Hongqiao is a rainbow. So it's a whole new business district on the other side of the city where they have built the largest exhibition grounds in the world, basically. It is very conveniently located, not far away from the city center. We have a brand new Intercontinental Hotel connected to the exhibition grounds, so quite convenient for visitors.
Now, this former venue we were going to was about a mile and a half from where that high-speed airport maglev let off. Which compass heading, in what direction is the news?
It is more on the west side of the city now, so it is very close to Hongqiao Airport. It's kind of the domestic airport.
Uh-huh. So what they're going to do now is notify all the exhibitors and see, hey, who's still in, and that's what they're going to work to do to move the show to a new location, right?
They have started doing that just recently, and I think most people right now have already confirmed their attendance to the show. The good thing is that it is basically after the summer. We are pretty confident that at that time everything will be back to normal. After the summer holidays, the coronavirus cannot handle a heat. And I can tell you that July and August is very, very hot in China, in Shanghai area. So we should be fine and everything should be back to normal.
Okay. So I should have pointed out, but the reason that you're somewhat of the spokesman is you're actually co-founder and a board member of the Domatex China show, right?
Yeah. Well, this is now 20 years ago. Something we don't like to talk about, the fact that it's already 20 years ago. Indeed, when I moved to China, I started together the show with David Song from VNU Exhibitions, and in the meanwhile, we all know what it has become.
All right. Well, the other topic I want to talk to you about, we're talking about the coronavirus and what the supply chain interruption might be, the magnitude of it. Most everybody knows that China does take this New Year holiday off. It happens every year because the production workers go to be with their family. It usually is about a three-week interruption in production capacities. So people build inventory. So with this coronavirus, though, there's been some quarantining, and it's hard for these workers to get back to the factories. You are co-owner or partner in some factories in China. Tell us what your output or what you think the supply chain interruption is going to be like this year.
I think the situation is a little bit different for everybody. CFL is much less impacted because we have multiple sites. We also produce in Taiwan and Vietnam, and so we are able to move some production around. And so I think CFL is less affected than other companies. But to answer your question, right now, of course, after Chinese New Year, and I think it's right to mention it, the Chinese New Year was a standstill of the production anyway.
Uh-huh.
So we all have the feeling that we are already not producing for many, many weeks, but actually this was mainly caused by the Chinese New Year. But in the meanwhile, yes, there is 2 weeks already that we basically don't have normal production.
Yeah.
I do have to say, though, that the last days, things have gradually started improving. We're now already back to about 40 to 60% of our production capacity, and I see some quicker change right now improving. Of course, we're still sometimes depending on the raw materials from other people, which we cannot always control. But I do see a change, and I'm expecting that soon we will, I would not say totally back to normal, but at least that feeling will be apparent.
Mm-hmm. Many people are saying that this coronavirus shutdown, based on the normal cycle of the way things work over there for importers, we're probably not going to feel this until May. Would you say that's accurate?
I think so. Most people still have some kind of inventory. An importer usually overstocks a little bit. But the reality is indeed that if this continues, that there will be disruption of import channels. Yeah, we definitely cannot ignore the fact. So we'll see. I think it's important now that production can start again within a week to more massive production. Otherwise, I'm afraid indeed that with the delay, May will be the period when most disruption will be there in the United States.
The people over there, since you talk to them every day, they're fairly optimistic, right?
Well, I think there is a lot of opinions, of course, again, how China has been handling this coronavirus. And obviously, it's not fun at all. And I mean, big respect from my side how our people and how all the people have handled that situation. There is some criticism regarding how quick the government was reacted to that. And I think that everybody can have his own opinion about that. The reality is today is this handled extremely professional, that the Chinese people are willing to obey to these rules, which are very strict. And I think that is going to help them dramatically. So basically, you can see now that there is more people coming out of the infection than going in. I'm following the figures every day, and I see now at least that finally there is some improvement. Of course, that doesn't mean that we should say that this whole situation is resolved. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I do believe that we are on a trend gradually going back.
Oh, that's good to hear. All right, so let's go back to the show for a quick second. So the dates, again, have been announced for the Domotex Asia China Flora Expo is going to be August 31st to September 2nd. Last question. It'll probably be less attended, wouldn't you say? Anticipate?
I don't think so. I think actually in some way this is a good moment because new products can be launched second half of the year.
Yeah.
By then I think a lot of people will have a need to go back to China. Everybody, serious importer, actually goes to China at least once a year. So this seems to be the ideal moment, and I think we will pretty much have a normal show as we have had the previous years.
Okay, Thomas. Well, thanks for the update on this. Again, we've been talking to Thomas Barth, the CEO of CFL and FirmFit, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloraDaily.net.